from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for a podcaster that's here to take you shopping and pondering shopping. Not a is it a shopping list if it post shopping? What could be sleepier than a post shopping shopping list? Oh, I make a shopping list. No, I make them after I leave the store. A shopped list. I guess we're doing a shopped list. I'll be going through, pretty sure that's what we're talking about tonight, like some shopping I did at Trader Joe's and pondering what comes next. Some reviews, some recipe ideas and more. So it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast. If you're new, holy cow, welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, your companion, your boar bud, your boar friend. So I'm here to, you know, keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. The show's very different, so just see how it goes. If you're new, it takes a couple tries to get used to. For most people, 3 tries. So see how it goes, what we got coming up. The show is ad-supported, free. There's over 600 episodes ready to go if you become a regular listener. And that's the way most people listen to the show. And so we got support coming up. Then after the support's only a few minutes. There's a long, meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. And the intro is kind of here to help you get to know the podcast better and to ease you into bedtime as you get ready for bed or you wind down. And then there'll be a bedtime story about 20, 25 minutes into the show, where I talk about grocery shopping. And I mean, holy cow, can't you get straight to the story? I say, really? Do you really want me to get to pondering my post-shopped list? And, you know, mostly I don't even know what I'll be talking about. Probably lentils, top of my list. I'm just guessing riced cauliflower and lentils. So, I mean, that's a part you could sleep to, but I'm here to keep you company too. So I'm glad you're here. It's so fun to be able to do the show, to be honest. I'm so honored. If you're new, I really can hope this podcast can help you. So thanks for checking it out. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side, I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas. If you please, I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. Yeah, this part of the podcast, a little bit higher energy than the rest of the show, because these are the people who keep the show free for everybody. I would love to be saying your name here. If you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it so I could thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. We haven't heard from anybody in a little while, but I wanted to thank some people who took the time to support the show and to write up some testimonials about why they support the show on Sleep With Me Plus. So I want to thank Jerry. Jerry said, I realize all the work that goes into something that always allows me to feel more rested and less stress. And Jerry said, hey, if you're thinking about supporting the show, you're not going to regret giving a little each month for even just one night of sleep, right? So thank you, Jerry, for supporting the show. Everybody else out there that supports the show directly or supports the sponsors, we couldn't do it without you. That's why we have the Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you want to be like Jerry, support the show, or if you support a sponsor, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thank you, Jerry. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources in our show notes, including international resources you could connect with right now. It's also about being a part of positive change with our actions, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying all these things, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources we could do that in the show notes. And you could join us. The things we're supporting right now, Sleep With Me Directly, me personally, is the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles. It's a shelter that's there to help people experiencing homelessness. We're supporting the Trevor Project. You can support the Trevor Project directly as well. And we're supporting Hand in Hand. You know, I first heard about Hand in Hand from RGB. And while there's a lot of different ways to support whatever's hurting your heart right now, Hand in Hand is one of those. And that's the one we've been supporting. And you could learn more about the Midnight Mission, Hand in Hand, or the Trevor Project and support any of those organizations or support whatever works for you. But you can see those links right in our show notes. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out in the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. Story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want a free way, you say, well, I love the ad-supported show, Scoots, but I prefer something without the supporter zone or without that stuff. If you can't afford to support the show directly, you could sign up for our referral program for free. Refer people to the free podcast and get access to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/R-E-F-E-R. That's refer. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep? Trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. It's Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, things on your mind, thoughts about the past, the present, the future, thinking thoughts. That's what thoughts. It could be feelings, feelings related to those thoughts, like feelings that are there, feelings that are appearing. I mean, they don't, they kind of, they do make appearances. They say, I wish you'd disappear or dissipate. But they, how many, I mean, I wonder how many people that are listening. They, I mean, I don't know if I've ever had a feeling that said ta-da, but that's the sense I get at bedtime. As soon as my head hits a pillow, here's a couple of things about me. Like, this, I'm allergic to cats, but I do have some cat-like features. And my dog does this too. So, I mean, I guess they say, you know, eventually you learn from your dog. Isn't that a famous saying? Eventually you learn from your dog. I don't think that is, but for Sleep With Me, eventually you learn from your dog, who probably learned from a cat. But when I get in bed and like, then I'm like, I'm going to sleep. Like it's time. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to fall asleep. But one thing I do is I get in this overcomplicated position, positioning my pillows, checking, and then I'm in that position for about somewhere between 45 seconds and 2 minutes before my body says, okay, like this is never intentional. I never know I'm doing this. I mean, like I think I'm getting in the position to fall asleep in, I mean, talk about thinking you're in charge of your own life and realizing like how little power I have. But it, between 45 seconds and 2 minutes, then my body, I mean, my limbic system is really running the show. Who are we kidding here? But then my body says, whoa, 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 no way. This is never going to work. We need to reposition into the proper. So I guess that's the preparatory bedtime position, even though I never knew. It's not like I get in that position and say, oh, boy, can't wait to be in this position for two minutes or so. Then I'll be in my proper bedtime position. And then I get in another position, and that may not be the final position. Then my limbic system just lets me know how long we're going to do. It never lets me know how long we're going to do this for. It says, ta-da, buckle up for the ride, buddy. But it doesn't say ta-da, but it feels like that. Along with my thoughts, my feelings, my physical sensations, obviously, these are some physical things. This is, oh, no, no, no. Hold the phone. Like there used to be a phrase, kids, they used to say, hold the phone. Not exactly sure what it meant. Like I think it meant your reaction was so strong, you wouldn't be able to hold on to your phone. So they say, hold the phone. Or they were going to say something about the person on the line or make a exclamation. I'm just picturing, this is a positive version of hold the phone. Like, okay, back in the old days when I was around, you had a phone that was cord attached to a wall or attached to a phone hub. They didn't call it that. They called it, there's just the phone. Receiver, I don't know. Headset, I don't know. But okay, I just wanted to explain the same word. Like, but I could say hold the phone if you're like, you got good news and you're doing one of those things where you dance in place and squeal with joy quietly. That's a nice bedtime image. Maybe that's what my limbic system's doing. I always assumed it was much more emo, my limbic system. Emo with an edge, though. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's like dancing and squealing. And it's just, I can't. It's like, I just can't wait to get to sleep with you. So I just want to reposition us once again. Anyway, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of it and keep you company so you could fall asleep. I mean, because it could be a ton of different stuff, changes in time, temperature, routine, travel, work schedule, anticipation, getting over something, going through something. And the only reason I list all that stuff is because I go through it all because I just want you to know you're not alone. Whether you feel alone in the deep, dark night, you feel lonely, or you just feel like nobody gets it. That's always been my experience with people that can sleep, but we love them. But you tell them about it, and they just look at you, and they say, okay, why don't you try not moving around in bed? You say, were you kidding me? I never would have thought of that. Why don't you try getting in the position you're going to sleep in and then going to sleep? You say, holy cow, I would have never thought of that idea. I never react like that. You say, okay, great. How come they don't have that? But that probably wouldn't be good for speed dating, huh? I mean, it would clarify things. You say, okay, opposites attract. So obviously we're meant to be together. You say, and they'd say, what do you mean? I'd say, well, I actually have tried getting in the position I want to fall asleep in before. They say, okay, never mind. Speed to time. Luckily, the timer's up before you keep explaining. So I don't know if you've ever felt that way in some sense where you say, people just don't get it. The only reason I bring this up is because there's a lot of people listening right now that know how you feel. They've been through the same things. And I probably can relate to how you feel, even if I haven't been through something similar. Someone who's listening right now has, and they are leaning in right now or snuggling in, but they're like whatever the version, a sleep podcast version of making positive eye contact with you and smiling is, they're doing it right now for you because they know how you feel. They say, oh yeah, I'm glad you're here. I really hope this podcast can help you. They believe that for you, and I believe that for you. And that goes to the second part of it, which is you deserve a bedtime where you could get some rest. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread or that doesn't feel like rigmarole. Or you deserve the rest you need to get through whatever's going on right now so you could have the rest you need so your life is more manageable. So what, you know what I mean? It's important. And the goal of the show is just to be one part of you getting the rest you need and having the bedtime routine or the bedtime structure you need so you could be out there flourishing. I mean, that's just, we're just one tiny piece in that whole thing. But I hope to be a piece where you're flourishing because that's a world that's better for everybody. Even a world where you're like slightly in a better mood. I know, I mean, for me. I mean, you heard how I talked on that imaginary speed date. Like, I wouldn't have been capable of that if I didn't have a decent amount of rest. I would have either side-eyed, roll-eyed, or been even more, like, it would have been more direct with my, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been like, oh, thank you so, oh, no, I haven't tried that. And then if they don't get it, you just roll with it. You say, okay, no, never tried, have you tried getting in bed? Do you sleep in a bed? A bed? Can you tell me more about those bed things? No, I've been trying to stand up. I've been trying to do it like those flamingos do it. But, it, you know, I tried to tuck my head under one arm, stand on the other leg. It's been terribly, my whole life, it's been terribly uncomfortable. I mean, eventually, that would probably be how I'd deal with it in the past, you see. A bed. No. I've been doing it like flamingo. You seen a flamingo? I'm trying the flamingo solution. By the way, don't try it. Even though I could attribute it, I would probably make a bunch of money going on a speaking circuit and doing appearances, probably a podcast and a project, the flamingo solution, flamingo sleep solution. I mean, I prefer kissing, you know, dipping my elbow. First, also dipping your elbows in milk. That's another imaginary one we came up with. A real one is kissing your shoulders, your biceps, or back your hand, you know, depending, you know, whatever is easiest. Okay, so what do I do with this podcast other than go off topic? I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. All to take your mind off stuff and keep you company so you could fall asleep. As I said earlier, the podcast does take some getting used to. So give it a few tries. You got nothing to lose. If you already loathe me, most people have already stopped listening and they've sent me some, you know, something with some nice florid language. Is that a word? But you don't need to. I have a website. If you already don't like the show and you're like, I'm never going to listen to this again, that's totally cool. You still deserve a good night's sleep. We still know how you feel. Particularly, we probably know how you feel because none of us have, you know, all of us have been grouchy too. So go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. It has other sleepy stuff on there, other sleep podcasts and other sleepy stuff. Then one of them might work for you. So try that. But for most of you, give it a few tries, see how it goes. Most of the people who have listened to the show for a long time, who support the podcast, the show didn't work for them right away either. But also, once they started on the second or third try, they said, oh, yeah, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. Or, hey, this worked as I got ready for this thing and got through it. So just see how it goes. This is a couple reasons why. One, this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's like you kind of barely listen, and you can listen, but you don't need to listen. I'm just engaging enough to keep you company, but not where you got to pay attention to me. So that it's kind of like an out-of-focus picture. Also, this show is not here to put you to sleep. It's a show to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. So that you're thinking about whatever I'm talking about. I mean, it'll be cool. Like, if you need to listen to me, we'll go through my Trader Joe's shopping list and imagine that. Not many people, you know, I mean, you say, do you really need to imagine? It's real, right? And I say, well, mostly. I don't know. I'm mostly real. And I'm not here. I'm like, the reason the show is over an hour is there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here. There's over 601 ad-supported shows you could listen to freely. You could create a playlist. You could listen all night if you need to, because there's people who are listening who can't sleep at all. And there's people who are listening who need it, who are having a tough break and they a tough day and they need a break. Or they listen while they're doing work or schoolwork or labor. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your, I don't know, other stuff, boar friend, your boar bestie, your boar bee, your friend in the deep dark night to keep you company. Just like if you had a phone and you called somebody and you said, hey, I'm going to need you to barely keep me company. That's what I'm here to do. That's like, I guess, yeah. So, what else do you need to know? Structure the show also throws people off. But the show is structured in a very deliberate way, and you can adjust how you listen as you become a regular listener. And there's no wrong way to listen, but the majority of people listen in one way, and then, there's a lot of people who adjust how they listen, too. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then I probably already go off topic, even though it's supposed to just be a greeting. But that way you feel seen and welcomed in and you get a sense of what the show is like. Then there's support for the show, so paying for it is optional. Most people like to listen to the ad-supported show linearly. But that's just most people. It doesn't mean you need to do it that way. So paying for the show is optional. But and if you prefer an ad-supported show, you could do Sleep With Me Plus, or you could refer people to the show and get ad-free episodes free as you refer people to the show. But then there's a long meandering intro after that, and we're 15 to 20 minutes into that intro. And the intro introduces people to the podcast. It follows a familiar structure, but it's different every time. And it gives you time to wind down, to get ready for bed, or to do some chill activity. It's not really meant to put you to sleep, though it does put a small percentage of people to sleep. It's just meant to be like a familiar friend, but talking about something new every time, so you can't quite adjust, right? Because at least for me, that's what worked. That's why none of the other stuff ever worked. That's why I started making a sleep podcast. Back in 2013, I said, none of this stuff is like a friend and unpredictable, but in a predictable way. I don't know what I mean, but you know what I mean. If you're new, you don't, but you'll eventually find out. So the intro is just part of people's bedtime routine. Now, there is, like I said, some people are fall asleep. A lot of people are in bed getting comfortable, but other people are relaxing, like doodling or the equivalent. Stretching, foam rolling, on and on and on, fluffing their pillows. They're in their pre-bed position, pre-sleep position, as I just learned about myself. So that's what the intro does. There is 2% of people who start the show in sub percentages at 25 or 30 minutes. But there's also people that pay just to listen to intro-only episodes, and there's people that pay to listen to story-only episodes. But again, that's how you could adjust as you become a regular listener. Okay, after that support, then there'll be our bedtime story, a little Trader Joe's shopping coverage, and then there's the thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm so glad you're here. A bunch of people work really hard because we yearn and we strive. We really want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. All right, buddy, Scoots here. I didn't realize you were here. I was getting ready to record a podcast episode. But never mind, I would rather hang and go over my Trader Joe's receipt with you and talk about it. It's been a little while, and I know we changed up how we do these cooking episodes, and so we could do this. We'll do a little shopping, reviewing, and talking about cooking. I don't know if I remember any of the things. Well, let me see from the last episode what I remember. And then you could let me know what I forgot to review, even though I was just listening to it. So the cracked pepper, or cracked olive salad mixed with lentils, that was really good. And I used a half pack of the pre-cooked steamed lentils and a whole bottle of the cracked olive salad. That's really good. So that's a really good meal in and of its own, and helps me keep my commitment to having like some sort of legume every day. Then the other one, which was, I don't know what it was called, but it was like chickpeas in some sort of seasonings and oil. And that also makes a great side on its own, but then you can mix it. I don't know what I was positing I would mix it with on the episode, but you can mix it with sardines or tuna. And again, another really great meal. I guess you could throw, I don't know if the olive salad mixes, because these ones are already pre-seasoned, so I don't know if you need to do any seasoning with it. That's a nice thing about throwing those two together. So those two combos came out on top. Not sure what else. I never got the s'more bars. They left my world. So we'll have to wait till the snacky clusters. I think I already reviewed those. Don't have that receipt or anything. So I'm not sure what else I was looking at cooking, but I know those two things came out really good. You want to make them right now? Okay. Well, we'll pick them up and then we'll see while we go through Trader Joe's. So let's head over there and let's start going through my list here and talk about some thoughts about it. Should we just run through it? I don't know what we should do here. I don't even know what some of these are. What is that one? Okay, well, we got, so first up, it was expensive, but it was a large jug. I went on the wrong day, I'll be honest with you, and the wrong time of day. It was the only time I could have gone. Well, that's not true. So, I mean, maybe we should talk about this. I mean, you're here to help me, I'm here to help you, right? And sometimes it's talking and listening. You know, in my case, talking on and on and on helps you fall asleep, right? And you barely listening to me helps me make the show. So maybe that'll work here. So I have a little bit of a block, and not just when it comes to grocery shopping, which is relatable, right? But with other things, but we could talk about it with grocery shopping. So, you know, with the podcast, I work every day basically for the show, right? And even though I've cut back a bit, so on Saturdays and Sundays, the pressure to work is less, but there's still little things I have to do, you know, like I still have to work a few hours. And it's really not possible to delegate. And some of the stuff like the writing, you know, I could miss a day, and I do from time to time, but it just serves everything much better if I do that every day. And the reality of the situation is that I do kind of have to record anytime I'm at home, no matter the day of the week, because during the school week, I'm not going to be at home certain days. So the days I'm definitely, well, almost definitely home are Sundays, Mondays, and Fridays, and then Saturdays, and then some Thursdays. I mean, I'm home on Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday, but just not, I'm not working from home, right? And then every Thursday I switch on driving to school. And just to refresh you, because I know you're sometimes like, so where I drive to school is so like, it's actually not physically that far. And when we go to school, it's going against traffic, but in the Bay Area, low traffic would be high traffic in a lot of other small, like medium sized cities, even for Syracuse. This summer, we were caught in a traffic jam. My brother was driving, and he said, oh, boy, this is traffic. And my daughter and I really did have a nice laugh at that was traffic, because it was like, for us, it was like, that's would be mild situation. So all that being said, what I discovered when my daughter started going to this high school, and it's a cool public school, charter school, and it works for her, is that so it takes about 45 minutes to get there when things are moving normally. And so it's not a good use of any kind of resources for me to drive her to school, come home, then drive back and pick her up, particularly because like once about 2 p.m. hits, that's when the traffic really does start up. And heading back to school, then you're caught in the regular commute instead of going reverse commute. And so, like, I did try to be open-minded about this to say, well, what am I going to do? You know, because, I tried a couple times doing, like, seeing what it'd be like to drive back, but that's like an hour and a half. That's just not a good use of resources, any resources, the ones that have impact on the outside world, but also even my time. I don't really have an extra hour and a half in my day. And so for this was a few years ago now, but when she first started school, I tried working at a Starbucks for a little while. And then I said, okay, let's try out co-working spaces. And what I discovered is, and this is where I'm on my second co-working space, is that they're not really conducive to recording the show. Even ones that kind of advertise or you can kind of work with them to record, you can't record a podcast there. Maybe like a business, not a sleep podcast, I guess is what I'm saying. You could probably record like a business interview podcast or like a roundtable discussion podcast, but not a sleep podcast. Or probably not a storytelling podcast. And I don't want, I don't want to bore you with all the details. So, especially a podcast that's recorded in segments. So, what was my point? I thought I was making a point about grocery shopping. Oh, I was. Okay. So this is getting deep. Holy cow. talk about a biography, unexpected lulling biography moments. Okay, so once upon a time, even before that time where we were all working from home, I worked from home when, and so that was very leisurely because I had 5 day weekdays where I could record, where I would attempt to record 2.5 episodes of the podcast. Because then if life came up, 1 week when I could only record one episode of the podcast, those 2.5 episodes, because two episodes have to kind of get over a year. If the year was going in a normal, you know, some sort of like, what do they call that? Like state where you're, nothing's changing, which I know is not true, but I'm just laying out the law of averages. You would record two episodes every single week. And then about 3 months later, those episodes would come out after they go through all the post-production work that goes into it. Okay, so then this is the third school year of us where we changed it. So then I started working in these co-working places. I realized, okay, I can't record in these co-working places. I can record bonus content because the bonus content is recorded a little bit differently and it's distributed directly to people who are willing to pay for the bonus content. So it's just a different type of recording. But so that changed because of the work schedule and co-parenting and making sure, hey, the distribution of labor is, you know, round as equal as we can make it means that, I drive half the school days a month and it's easier. I don't know. It's just what we decided, but it does make sense because then you're only driving to school once and home from school once. And so having co-work in place really worked. And then it's actually worked really well for everything but the recording. For even for my own well-being, it has worked really well because when I'm at a co-working place, I'm focused on work and not recording or doing chores. Because usually when I'm working from home, since I do work from home most days, I also say, well, it's easier for me to spread my chores out and not do all my chores on the weekend because I'm working, you know. So I use a timer, and I call that my Sunday timer. Holy cow, I thought we were going to talk about Trader Joe's and food, but my Sunday timer is 1 minute of pause or meditation, then 15 minutes of, this is like on Sundays is traditionally when I use it, 15 minutes of work, then 10 minutes of chores. So what was my point in there? So grocery shopping. How does grocery shopping fit in all of this, Scoots? Okay, I have no idea why I went on that tangent. I guess I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, so the days I can go grocery shopping, I don't know what it is, but then I suddenly, the resources feel different. Like it would be easier for me to go grocery shopping on Friday, like lunchtime, between 12 and 3 p.m., or otherwise Monday between like I have a like a standing meeting, so I could go at like 3 p.m. But it never ends up, I don't emotionally that feels different for me than going on a Sunday or a Saturday, and I don't quite understand why. And so it's an emotional block where I just say I can't emotionally go to the grocery store and I'd rather go for a run. I mean, part of it's prioritizing, but come on, it's just time. It's malleable, right? So this trip I ended up going on a Friday or Sunday at 4 o'clock, and that was I've definitely grown, so I was able to make the best of it. But one, they were short on a lot of items. That's what the first item on my list reminded me of that I had to go on a 10-minute tangent about. Two, it was like when sporting games, like Sunday sporting games, let out. So there's a lot of families stopping there in addition to all the families that were going there to make sure they had enough food for the school week, right? So it was jamming there, which was kind of good, and I guess I kind of like it. So I don't know what it was just because they're low stocked. So let's get to it then. Holy mackerel. So the first thing I got, so I needed, it was, and I had it on my like my phone ongoing shopping list. And this happened again later, but so I had it on my phone ongoing shopping list. Hey, we need maple syrup because like I don't use maple. I probably use maple syrup once every other month, maybe more than 6 times a year, but not more than 12 times a year. And maple syrup seems to last a lot, long time. And usually Trader Joe's has a varying selection. And they also had something called maple butter, which I still have in my fridge now. Maple butter might be good on something flat, but it's not good on waffles. And so what happened this weekend, I didn't realize I was out of maple syrup. I had made waffles for my daughter and I. And then I realized, wait a second, I can't even I can spread this maple butter on there, but it doesn't really spread because of the crannies. Because it doesn't have butter in it. It's just I don't know what it is, but it's good, but not for that situation. So I said to myself, you're laughing now because, you know, 10 minutes in or more, I said, I need maple syrup. So I went to the maple syrup section. It wasn't my first stop, but it's the first thing on the list here because it was a big jug. $16 jug of maple syrup. That was I really did experience pricing surprise. But at the same time, I said, well, the jug is not glass, but it is but no sunlight will get in because it's obscured. It looks like a jug you'd have maple syrup in, so it has some sort of. I didn't think that was an appeal. The price wasn't what almost stopped me from buying it. It was the size of the jug. Not humongous by any means, but for someone like me, I don't even know if I have space in my fridge for it. But so that was my main thing. I said, well, I don't know where we're going to put this, man. But I said to myself, okay, it's just easier to buy it now when you know you need it. You know you're here. It's on your list. Looks like it'll be good. And do you even need to refrigerate it? Then it looked on the refrigerator after opening. Then I said to myself, you haven't opened it yet. So, and so then I went for it to give a short answer. So there you go. That was my first thing on there. What will I use it for? Probably the same things. I guess probably the other thing I'll use it for moving forward is I have a full, jar of my golden milk powder, which I make a golden milk paste. And I don't have the recipe or my basic outline of how to make it in front of me. So we can't go through it right now. Plus it'll involve trips to other stores, but I will, you do want to sweeten your golden milk paste. And the two best sweeteners to use are honey or maple syrup. So moving forward, I'll probably use maple syrup to flavor that. Maybe I'll put some in my smoothie or something. I don't know. So, yeah, there you go. Maple syrup. And that won't be the last we hear of maple syrup today. Next up, this says HOL Bun Apple Morning. So HOL stands for Holiday Bun Apple Morning. This is actually Danish. This was another one where I was walking back and forth with a very jerky motion in front of it and probably making a bit of a display and saying, was it, should I do it? Should I do it? I mean, you need to know, you know me, but let me reiterate my love of crumbles. And I do like a good Danish, but anything with that coffee cake type crumble, what do they call it? Streusel? Or streusel the frosting, or is that when they combine the two? So this is kind of like a coffee apple Danish, a coffee cake meets an apple Danish. I haven't eaten it yet. As a matter of fact, I looked at it and I said, I thirsted for it. So I put it in the freezer because I said, well, you can have this on the weekend, bud. So, yeah, that's in my freezer, I'll be having it someday soon. Hopefully it'll defrost in a way that makes it good. And I do have new confidence in that happening because of something else on this list. But that could also be a dessert, I would think, with some vanilla ice cream. even though, it, you know, because it could be like an apple, whatever, they like, you know, they could be a dessert. Okay, next up, and this I think I talked about, maybe not, this was big on some of the algorithms. I think it was in the Fearless Flyer from August. So if you're a patron and you support the show directly, you heard it there. But it's these mini cheeseburgers. Now, I got to be honest with you. So there's three to a box, $4.49. I don't know how much the sliders of at the regular grocery store, the White Castle sliders are. And I didn't open these to look at them. But the thing people were saying is, like, they're kind of like the White Castle sliders you can get in the frozen section of a normal grocery store, or like White Castle sliders. So I'm looking forward to having those. And I mean, I can't remember what they were, if the serving is one or two, when I was looking at it, but they'll be handy. Like for, especially for like, let's say it's like a Saturday and or a Sunday lunch or dinner time. I'm home, I'm flying solo, and it's between like going out and I don't want to cook. Those are perfect. I could have two of those, maybe some beans on the side. So that's something to look forward to. Next up is butter, unsalted butter. Now, which butter? Oh, butter, let me count the ways. A couple of my favorite butters, I just want to throw it out there because we haven't talked about butter in a while. I got top two butters, the song Butter, because Bernie loves boy bands, and so do I. And let me just talk about like a little bit more. Like, so it's a BTS song, just in case you haven't listened to it. Might be BTS with somebody or with somebody with BTS. I can't remember. But it like I really like the fact, I know I've talked about it, maybe I talked to you about this. It kind of captures this. It's not an imitation, so it definitely adds some BTS flair, but it has like this Will Smith feel to it, like almost like an homage to Will Smith, not Fresh Prince either. I'm talking like Will Smith after Fresh Prince. I mean, Will Smith was probably still on Fresh Prince, but I'm talking like a Get Jiggy With It or Summertime. It definitely has a Get Jiggy With It feel to it. Maybe it's even sampling a song. I don't know, but I just, but even if it's not just sampling the song, it just kind of has it has a BTS and a Will Smith type kind of structure. So I don't know. I really enjoy it. And I mean, what better than like when that song was on the charts at the same time as a Willow Smith song? Then you're saying, I get like double my Smiths, you know, and then you could listen to Smiths later and triple it. So, oh, my other favorite butter. You'll have to look this up on YouTube. I don't know how many years ago this was, but, you know, we cover the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I got to say it was probably 2019, if I'm guessing, maybe even 2018. And Al Roker was walking the parade route, and a person dressed as a stick of butter that was working on the parade and had permission to be there, like, but was also interacting with Al in an incredibly humorous way, not at Al's expense though. Maybe they got the butter back for the second year, or once butter will live forever in my mind, like butter and Al. So it was like the kind of thing like where it's like, where's butter? And I would have preferred maybe this. And again, I don't know, like this is where I can't separate truth from the fiction in my mind. That one year they replaced the call to the president or from the president with butter. And they said, we've got butter on the line. So I don't know. So that's butter. I got the butter because I was running low on butter. And I'll probably be baking something or something coming up. Okay, next up is sun-dried tomatoes in oil. Now, Trader Joe's does have two kinds of sun-dried tomatoes, which is great news. if you're a sun-dried tomato fan. Like I could, like I wish I, like this is part of my goal, have a few more sun-dried tomatoes. They have ones in a bag, and then they have these ones in oil. Now, I did have an issue with the ones in the bag recently, and it was not Trader Joe's fault. It was my fault. Like, the ones on oil are good in pizza if you're making your own pizza. The ones in the bag, they don't have any oil, so they tend to burn if you're placing them on top of the pizza. If you're going to put them on pizza, you got to put them under the cheese. And then they'll still be good, and they'll give that punch and zest. I think that's like an umami, like makes me say umami flavor. The only issue with the ones in the oil, but there is a bonus to this, is that the ones in the oil, the oil does solidify in the fridge. So if you, like, and I'm not good at realizing, like I won't realize I have a hankering for sun-dried tomatoes until, like, I'm like, oh boy, now I got to try to figure out how to get, like, how long on room temperature till this oil clears up. So the bag one, and the bag one is good for putting on top of salad. But here's the thing, as you run low on those ones in oil, what you can do, like, once you only have a few left and your oil is down, then you can put vinegar in that jar. Shake the jar up, maybe squirt some mustard or something in there, a couple herbs, and then you have your own, like, jar of sun-dried tomato oil salad and oil and vinegar salad dressing. So that's all. I mean, talk about, like, two-for-one special. And there's, like, so there's Trader Joe's sun-dried tomatoes three ways. And, like, well, on salad, on pizza, and as a dressing within, like, and that's different than being on salad, by the way, or a salad two ways. I don't know. Okay, so there we go. Next up, wow, they even call it EVOO, 1 liter. So they were really, this is extra virgin olive oil. Now, usually, now here, this is something I'm not embarrassed about. I'm more dismayed at myself. I ran out of olive oil, and I still don't know how this is even possible. I mean, it happens to everybody, of course. But so I had bought a can, large tin, like of olive oil, where it was an investment at another grocery store. I know, Trader Joe, don't cry, but it was like a big tin, and it had like a spout and everything. And then I had a Trader Joe's bottle that has a pouring spout. And what I would do is use a funnel and top that bottle off. And so I always had olive oil. And I guess I was under the mistaken impression that that tin was going to last forever. Now, it could be I placed the tin somewhere, but I usually keep it, my olive oil always in the same place, in my extra olive oil. Now, on top of that, what happened was the other day when I was prepping dinners, and I guess I would assume I was making roasted Brussels sprouts, I dropped my bottle, the Trader Joe's bottle of olive oil. Now, it was such a strong bottle that it actually didn't break, or maybe it just, I don't know what happened, but the top, like the pouring spout broke, which is made of plastic. But also that when I dropped it, it didn't make a big mess because there was I said, oh my gosh, I'm almost out of olive oil anyway. I got to top this off. But I didn't top it off immediately because I'd already used enough for what I needed it for at that time. Then on Friday when I went to make pizza, I looked, I said, holy cow. Oh no, I had enough to make the dough because you need, I think, 2 or 4 grams of olive oil. So I definitely had like 4 grams of olive oil because I remember adding it because I always go over and put like 6 to 8 by accident. But so like when it came time to make the pizza, I like to put some olive oil on the pan. Not just for not sticking, but it just adds some flavor, I believe. So that's when I realized I was out of olive oil. it, like, I couldn't top this bottle back off. And I said, like, now, normal person, you know, but I cook a lot of food at home. And olive oil is one of the primary parts of my cooking process. And I did have some avocado oil, but whatever. So I said to myself, I said, we're really out of olive oil? Holy mackerel. And I said, well, I don't think Trader Joe's sells cans of olive oil. So I have to get some like a temporary thing, but also have to go to another store and get a can of it. But what happened, it just ended up in a place where I was like, I got to get some olive oil. But that was the other thing, other than there was a run on olive oil and maple syrup at Trader Joe's, or they're just running behind the shipments. So I had got olive oil. So they did have the regular Trader Joe's extra virgin olive oil, which I haven't used in a while, because usually I go for a little bit more. You know, they have a bunch of different ones to choose from. I'm always getting a big bottle, but they even have a bunch of different big bottles to choose from. I can't think of the names of them right now, but this time I just said, okay, let's get the standard bottle, because that's what they have. So we'll see. I think I used it. Did I use it already? Yeah, I used it last night. Oh, last night? So it's HelloFresh is back, sponsoring the show. So I was making HelloFresh taquitos. And so I, like, sautéed some onions and then some ground beef and, yeah. Okay, so that's olive oil. Oh, boy. So this is the closest thing you're going to get to a retraction. It's not a full retraction, but this one is HOL, so holiday, which just means seasonal. I guess that's, yeah, they go, HOL stands for seasonal. Interesting. So holiday donuts, apple cider. And I know years ago I had nothing good to say about Trader Joe's donuts and particularly these apple cider donuts. Now, I will claim that my part was I had unrealistic expectations of that, like, because at R&R One Stop in Pulaski or Port Ontario, New York, they make not apple cider donuts, but regular donuts with cinnamon sugar. And if you time it right and you get them while they're fresh, they're like transcendent type thing. And I guess when I first got these, my expectation was that they would at least be similar to those donuts. And that's just not a fair comparison because, one, they're making those donuts fresh right there, not to order, but like they're making them. And they have expanded and they do make them in batch and you can get them like in a bag and those aren't quite as good. So I'm talking about the ones when I'm on vacation. But I don't know. I said to myself, I think probably when I was reviewing those, I said, maybe I should give it one more try. And so I looked and I saw them and I took a look at them. I said, well, you look pretty good, donuts. Maybe I could give you one more try and temper my expectations. And so I was willing to do that. Now, I also said to myself, when am I going to eat these donuts? Because again, just like the previous Danish, during the week, I'm not going to have something this tasty for breakfast. But I said, well, it's Sunday. You're still on, this is your treat day. So why don't you have a donut after you leave the grocery store as your treat for the day? And then you can put the rest of the donuts in the freezer and eat them on the weekend. And I said, okay, that sounds good. And so then, like, I had made an agreement with myself. Then later, it wasn't actually when I left the store because I didn't have anything to drink. And we see, what are you going to drink with an apple cider donut, right? But it was when I was starting to prep to make dinner that I said, let's have one of these donuts and we'll put them in the freezer. And I could tell you, the donut was good. Now, it's a little bit denser cake donut, but again, this donut is going through a process where it's made somewhere, frozen, shipped somewhere, shipped to the store, thawed, then put on the shelf, and then it comes to my house. And I believe it's not like a donut like some of the ones at a regular grocery store. It's made to be there for 40 years or whatever. So with all that, it was the only thing I'll say is like it was a little denser than a, like a freshly cooked one, but it was still really good. I mean, I'm not like, it didn't change my life, but I said it had the right amount of cinnamon sugar, a little bit of crunch to it. I mean, not in the donut, but you know, the cinnamon sugar way. It was good. So that was great. Next up is All for One liquid soap. I think I talked about this before. I guess this was another retraction, like, but not anymore, because now I'm a regular user. Whatever this formulation of soap is, I love it. I don't clean myself with it every day, because sometimes I use a bar soap. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. These are strange quirks I have. I say, well, one, like, I don't know. It's not like based on anything was either. It's like, well, I'm kind of in a hurry. I'll use bar soap. It'll be quicker. Or I need a little jolt of some good smelly stuff. I'll use this body wash. But this is a body wash and shampoo, I believe, in conditioner. Comes in a big pump bottle. And it's really nice. I mean, it really feels to me like luxurious, like I'm at a fancy hotel. Okay, after that was tortilla rolled chili lime things, like taquitos, basically. These were for my daughter, and she was like under the weather. I said, tell me some stuff you want, and this was one of the things she wanted right away to help her feel better. So that was for her. Now, we do have a case of missing a bag of missing taquitos from about 9 months ago. I think it was last school year, towards the end of the school year. I bought a bag of these, and we've never seen it since then. But I'm pretty sure I left the store with the bag. Like, usually you say, well, I probably left it at the store. I guess there's a chance of that, because they did do that recently at another supermarket where I bought a flavor enhancer for water with caffeine so I could do that before my morning run. And I'm pretty sure that fell out of the cart, because I didn't need any bags, but I didn't have any bags either, so it fell out of the bottom of the cart. But this bag of taquitos, or Trader Joe's rolled chili lime tortillas, is still missing somewhere. Like, I don't know if Pillow Pet, if you listen to that Pillow Pet episode, Pillow Pet's eating them probably. All right, next up is another HOL maple fudge. This I bought because it looks like maple sugar, you know, maple syrup candy. You see that when you visit anywhere associated with Canada, and it's delicious. This is fudge, so it's not maple syrup candy. But I couldn't honestly separate myself from those two things. I said to myself, you don't need this. I said, yeah, I know. And so I passed on it. Then I re-encountered it two more times. So nice job, Trader Joe's. And on the third time, I said, but it looks so much like maple syrup candy. It's probably going to be good. Now, I also have a fudge issue, not eating fudge, but that was like something I learned how to do over the holidays last year. And we gave out tins of holiday cookies to our neighbors and fudge. And I made three kinds of fudge. But then I realized, like, I still have like a 2 or 3 year supply of eggnog fudge, gingerbread fudge, and chocolate mint fudge. The chocolate mint fudge is more of a softer. That was the first one I made. I didn't have it down yet. So I still have, I'll probably have those for the rest of my life, because they say, like, a little fudge will do you. They don't say that, but that's probably the best thing. But when I was making, I said, well, let me double up these batches if I'm giving them away. So I keep giving away that fudge. That's holiday maple fudge. Then pasta sauce, the vodka cream pasta sauce. We use that for pizza. That was what we use for pizza topping. But in a pinch, you can make, then star fruit sparkling water back in stock. I don't know how long. I only bought an 8-pack. But my two favorite sparkling waters that they still produce are star fruit and winter sangria. They used to have some sort of other one that's called Tropical Sunshine or, I don't know, Coconut on the Beach. I've never seen that in like 6 years. And I never thought I'd see Starfruit or Winter Sangria again. They used to come in the 1 liter bottles. But a year or two ago, suddenly there they were. I mean, not like in different order. And two of my favorite, definitely my favorite two Trader Joe's water flavors. And I highly recommend either one. Winter Sangria is kind of like a grapey type taste. The Starfruit, I don't know, it's kind of like a smarty sweet tart type, barely, like not overpowering. And I love it. And I've not found any other place, any other water, like in the comparable, you know, sparkling water world that has those two flavors. Now, I have shifted most of my water, I mean, my sparkling water consumption over to not, like, because of the prices have gone up so much. And it used to be locked into safe, like I'd only get it when it was on special. But now I just cut back on my water and I said, well, these are the flavors I like. Let me just get those. If they're on special, I get them. If not, I'll either drink something else or, but I don't just buy, like I'm not just going to buy any old lime because it's on sale anymore. That's what I used to do. You say, I don't know, I'm not sure about, you know, whatever this flavor is, but it's not, you know, it's hit that price because it used to be you try to get under, right now, if you hit 30 cents an ounce, like you're doing really good, but you used to try to get, you used to try to shoot for like 24 cents an ounce. Okay, next up, this one looks really good. It's a holiday baking mix. It's like a cinnamon blondie bar. So kind of like a coffee cake bar mix. Looking forward to that. Oh, then this was Sunday night's dinner for me. My daughter had soup because she wasn't feeling good. And I made, this was a ciabatta demi baguette that I made French bread pizza with. And at some point, we'll do a cooking episode where we talk about all the ways you can do pizza at Trader Joe's. Because there's probably going to be like, I don't know, easily 5 to 7 ways we could do it. Okay, then another holiday baking cookie pumpkin chunk mix. This is another good one. Not as good as the one, of course, they didn't make it last season, which was a peppermint chunk mix. But I do remember we've liked these cookies. And the thing with the pumpkin spice, you know, if my brother's listening, I mean, spoiler, but I do buy different pumpkin things in pumpkin season to give him as Christmas gifts because he loves pumpkin pie spice flavored stuff. Okay, then we got unsweetened almond milk and then grass-fed, 2% milk, organic. Oh boy, this one I couldn't get last year, so I scored it. Caramel apple dipping kit. They also had the one, what is it called? Make your own gingerbread house for trick-or-treating season. That was what Koa ate when we moved to this place in 2018, and we were having a holiday. We were going to have a trick-or-treating, my daughter and her friends over to trick-or-treat, and came home, and Koa had eaten the entire gingerbread house. And then we had to call, and then we found out that there was very little, even though it was like there was not any real chocolate in there. I mean, or a tiny, tiny amount. That was not, so that was good. I mean, it's a go, man. So I've never bought that again because I just don't want to, you know, her to say, oh, you bought that for me? When you put it together, I'll eat it later. Okay, so caramel apple dipping kit, though, I didn't get to buy last year, and I wished I did. Then organic strawberry kombucha lemonade. That's for my daughter. Oh, then my daughter requested the Sublime Trader Joe's ice cream sandwiches that are a bit like the Nestle Toll House sandwiches, but they're better. And they're really one of the best things you can buy at Trader Joe's. I mean, as long as you have a daughter to eat them, or you're like me and say, okay, I'll enjoy my sugar-free root beer while you eat this ice cream sandwich. But I am able to do that just because I can't have dessert during the week. It's just a reality. Actually, you can with like some of the smaller Trader Joe's. It's easier for me just not to, but like the hold a cone, you could have one of those for sure. But so, but they didn't have those cookie sandwiches. I think they're called Sublime ice cream cookie sandwiches. So I bought these Figo ice cream sandwiches, which are two kinds of ice cream sandwiches. One is like a bit like a Klondike bar on one half. So vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate. And then the other half is like an ice cream sandwich, like a traditional old school ice cream sandwich. And actually, those are in the reasonable range. I think one of them is like a reasonable amount of stuff. It's not that big. And you could enjoy that during the week if you like to have a small like treat at the end of the day. And they were good. They tasted good. Okay. Then, oh boy, this one though, this is for the weekend. One of the, again, I don't think I hyped this last time. Maybe I had bought it last time. I'd seen it on the algorithms. Thank God for the algorithms. Like sometimes you say, I don't need to know all the stuff that's hyped by people going to these stores to hype stuff. But like, I remember I saw this on one of the things, the algorithm presented it to me, ice cream celebration cake gelato. No, celebration cake gelato. And I said, well, I've been let down before with cake flavored, like ice creams. But so I'll try it. And I tried it and I said, holy cow, like this is really, really, really good. Nailed it. And I said, please don't go to the grocery store and buy 4 pints. So I didn't do that. Then my daughter had the other half of the pint, and she had like even more, and she's not one to become totally over the, she was like, this is unbelievable. This is like so strong, like biggest, one of my strongest buys, along with if they, when they have it, the horchata one is unbelievable too. But if you like cake, like celebrate, you know, confetti cake type thing, it's unbelievable. Okay, then, wow, we really used our time wisely. We're still going through here. So we got a bag of limes, 1 pound, and they were out of lemons. So far, 2 weeks straight, no, 3 weeks straight, maybe? Yeah, I think 3 weeks in a row we've made lemonade, and we do 50-50. Like when we make the simple syrup, so half sugar, half, you know, imaginary sugar, whatever they call it. And we'll use what we have on hand. So last night, actually, we used some of these limes and the lemons we had left from last week and made some lemon limeade. Week before, straight lemonade. Week before that, it was lemon limeade. And sometimes we'll use like a, like one of those, what a Turbino sugar or whatever that one's called, or whatever, mix it up. But always nice to have. Then we had shredded cheese and pepper jack cheese and smoked turkey. So again, you can have some turkey and pepper jack sandwiches for lunch. And the shredded cheese is for dinner. Coming up, probably like tacos. What else we have here? What do we got? Oh, how do you say this? ACI, right? I always say it wrong, and my daughter makes fun of me because she likes to get the bowls. But I have moved to a new, and again, we'll talk about this in another cooking episode down the road, but have a pretty standard breakfast drink I'm making that, it's kind of like, what do you call that stuff that people, cold, what do they call that? Cold oats? Overnight oats. It's a smoothie and overnight oats combined, which is not, I mean, that's not groundbreaking anyway. But I said, let's get some of this ACI to put in there. And I think that'll be cool. Like, I don't know, it's a superfood. It tastes good. Like, so we'll see. I haven't tried it yet. Maybe tomorrow. And then I bought also more like frozen, because the other thing they were out of is berries. I mean, they had strawberries, which we'll get to on the list. So I had to buy frozen berries, which is not, you know, and then except my freezer's pretty packed. So that's like, I'd prefer fresh berries. Then whole milk mozzarella. That was for my French bread pizza. Then cut Brussels sprouts. Trader Joe's chunky guacamole with Greek yogurt. That's going to go with tacos whenever we make those. Oh, then a couple bars. Is that how much they cost? That's going to, well, that's going to, so that'll reassess things. Different, like, what do you call them? Like a bar I'll have instead of a dessert if after I work. Like, so this kind of goes back to this driving to school thing. If there's a situation that comes up with traffic or whatever, I like to have some like tight bars. These ones are barbell bars. They're really tasty, but I didn't realize how much they cost either. So then my daughter and I can split one of those. Like if we're in the car and then the traffic's longer, it's like, man, we're not going to make it. Like it's going to be, dinner's going to be later than we thought. And they taste really good. Or, I mean, it hasn't come up where I'm like, I could use a dessert, but I want something that's not as desserty. Okay, then heirloom mini tomatoes. Can't go wrong with those. Oh, then a succulent in a nice little, like, like seasonal planter, which is super cute. They have dogs or cats. Then French roast Trader Joe's ground coffee. Like I said, that's one of my go-tos for making coffee. Then mini sweet peppers. Those are good. I've kind of replaced bell peppers with these because you can chop them up for salad or you could use them in place of what you would use bell peppers for. And I usually get 2 weeks out of them, though sometimes some of the bags, they go earlier than that before I can use them all. Then ready veggies I talked about in the last show. We had the half a bag of ready veggies with dinner last night. That one was heavy on kale. Then also got a bag of kale, which I use with my smoothies. Then strawberries. That was another request of my daughter for helping her feel better. And then cucumbers, and then two paper bags. And that was everything from that trip. So not a lot of, we'll cover the kind of the pizza nine ways or something one day, and then the smoothies, maybe how I make my coffee. I think there was something else. But yeah, thanks so much for joining me in another looking at my receipt, checking my receipts and checking what I'm cooking. So good to see you. I thought I had something else I said I was going to talk about, but now I already forgot. So I'll see you soon. Good night. All right. I want to thank everybody that signed up to support the show directly this week. I want to thank Kristen, Ruth, and Good. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Carla, Leslie, and Lisa. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Emily, Darlene, and Aaron. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Zach, Colin, and Heidi. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. And Allison, Kirsten, and Elizabeth. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks for everybody who supports the show directly. That's how it exists as a free podcast. So those people that support the show directly or, support our sponsors and spread the word about the sponsors, or you could spread the word about the show. By the time you hear this, we may have already started and stopped our referral program. Depends on how it went. But you could always check that out and see if we're still running it at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. Then you get rewarded for something you want to do already, and it's free. Just spreading the word about the podcast. So thanks so much for that. And what do you say? Scoots comes in here with a tuck you in sponsor or talking about something. And that's how we got those 600 sweet, sweet episodes in the archives. And if you're still listening and you're a regular listener, you know, if you use your podcast app, you can create playlists or list episodes. Just YouTube, search on YouTube, whatever podcast app you use, because every podcast app is different. And you could kind of create a list of your favorites. That's why we work so hard to put those 600 episodes in the feed. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.